Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, skies are clear over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, with a gentle breeze making for a pleasant evening. Temperatures are mild, perfect for a quiet night stroll. In Haifa, the night is similarly calm, with only a few clouds. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, no IDF casualties after an explosive detonated near the yellow line in the Gaza Strip. The IDF claims this act by Hamas violated the ceasefire, according to the Jerusalem Post. Also, earlier this hour, Axios reports Jared Kushner has urged Prime Minister Netanyahu to test Hamas disarmament in Gaza. Israel remains skeptical of this plan. Also this hour, Ynet News says Netanyahu and Kushner have agreed that Hamas must disarm before Gaza can be reconstructed. Their four-hour meeting also resulted in working groups on demilitarization and public health. Separately, nearly two-thirds of anti-Semitic incidents in NYC public schools since October involved direct attacks, a new report reveals. JNS highlights the critical timing with a new school year approaching. And finally, from earlier today, I-24 News reports Netanyahu and Kushner have reached agreements on a Gaza roadmap, with Hamas disarmament as a key condition. Here's what people are saying online. Honest Reporting noted earlier today that organizations like Reporters Without Borders and the International Federation of Journalists are quietly removing names linked to terrorist groups from their lists of Gaza journalists without public explanation. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English shared insights from former U.S. diplomat William Lawrence, who discussed whether Trump might need to apply pressure on Israel, possibly through sanctions, to bring Netanyahu back to Gaza negotiations. In a viral moment, Middle East 24 reported that the U.S. ambassador to Lebanon, Michelle Issa, was moved to tears during a traditional Lebanese Zajal performance. The emotional moment quickly spread across social media. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the explosive incident in the Gaza Strip, the Jerusalem Post reports that an explosive device detonated near the yellow line, but thankfully, no IDF soldiers were harmed. The military has labeled this a breach of the ceasefire by Hamas and has issued warnings to its soldiers. The tension adds another layer of complexity to the fragile ceasefire in the area. Turning to the diplomatic front, Axios highlights Jared Kushner's push for Prime Minister Netanyahu to consider testing a disarmament plan for Hamas. This proposal, part of a broader peace initiative, faces skepticism from Israeli officials. The plan's success could hinge on international backing and Hamas's willingness to cooperate, which remains uncertain. Meanwhile, Ynet News details a critical meeting between Netanyahu and Kushner where they agreed that disarmament is essential before any reconstruction in Gaza. Working groups have been established to address demilitarization and public health. This underscores Israel's stance that any rebuilding efforts must ensure long-term security. Separately, a report from JNS reveals a concerning rise in anti-Semitic incidents in New York City schools, with direct attacks making up nearly two-thirds of cases since October. This alarming trend comes as schools prepare to reopen, highlighting the urgent need for measures to protect students and combat hate. And finally, I-24 News brings us news of a significant diplomatic development. Netanyahu and Kushner have reportedly reached agreements on a roadmap for Gaza. However, the disarmament of Hamas remains a non-negotiable requirement for Israel. This could set the stage for renewed peace efforts if all parties commit to the conditions. Turning to business and markets. First, tech reports on the dramatic fall of Maytronix, once a $3.1 billion star, now facing a potential takeover by FIMI. The pool robot maker struggles with declining demand post-pandemic and increased competition from China. Separately, Mariv Business highlights new consumer products that have intrigued the market. From affordable children's meals to unique beverages and beauty products, these offerings have stirred consumer interest, though not all met expectations. And finally, Globes reports that the founders of Descartes stand to become billionaires with Anthropic's acquisition of their AI startup. This deal underscores the growing value of AI innovation within Israel's tech landscape. Tamed or befalling. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. please verify key details independently.